Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, guys. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. At where you can call in, listen live to the show, and also if you'd like to make a comment or give your opinion about today's show, you can do that as well. Once you call in, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the show. And I guarantee you, I will put you on the air. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call in, guys. Let's get going. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0444. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? Don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. And also, guys, if you have any type of real estate needs, whether it's rental, leasing, sale, or buying real estate, please don't hesitate to give me a call at Frank Williams Realty. And you can connect with me through Facebook or Twitter or even my show page at Blog Talk Radio. If you are on my show right now, if you're listening via the internet on Blog Talk Radio. You should see an icon there that says follow this show. You can click on that icon and you'll be able to follow the show. You'll get alerts whenever there's a show. You'll get show notes through those alerts. And that way you can stay connected with the show. You can also contact me there. If you'd like to send me an email, and believe me, I will get back to you through that email. Whether you want to get together with me and discuss your real estate needs, or if you want to share something about the show, or you have a topic that you'd like to hear on the show, don't hesitate to touch base. Okay. Again, the call-in number to the show is 516-531-9483. And again, my realty company is Frank Williams Realty. All right? And guys, I have a great show lined up for you today. And at the same time, I wanted to see if you guys were being or quarantining yourselves, if you're not one of those essential workers. Essential means that your work or your business is essential to us being able to continue to live. Okay, grocery store, hospital, supply chain, whatever it is, your business is essential to us Americans being able to continue to live. And we do appreciate you guys, whether you're a truck driver, a garbage collector, or whatever you have, whatever you do as your profession or your career, and you have to be out there, you have to be on the front lines. We do thank you for your service. Okay, we do thank you for your service. And let's see, I'm trying to find a word of the day. Well, today's word of the day is
laissez-faire.
I don't know if you guys have ever heard that before, but laissez-faire is a noun, and it means it's a doctrine opposing governmental interference in economic affairs beyond the minimum necessary for the maintenance of peace and property rights. A doctrine opposing governmental interference in economic affairs beyond the minimum necessary for the maintenance of peace and property rights. All right. And so laissez-faire, again, it's a noun. So that means it's a person, a place, or a thing. So it's a thing. It's a doctrine opposing governmental interference. And, you know, I guess when you think about that, it that kind of brings us into what we have going on right now through the government and through really our work. Okay. And the government is interfering now. They are getting involved, and they're trying to help the Americans economically, help you guys to be able to continue to live and survive through this crisis. And it is a crisis, right? It's a crisis. It's a crisis because it hits us financially. It's a financial crisis. And it's a personal crisis. It's a personal crisis because it can touch your life, and it can touch the life of one of your family members or one of your friends. We just heard this morning that one of our best friends have been, I guess they tested positive for the virus, and now they're quarantined. And they have to be quarantined for what? 2 weeks, guys, 14 days. So that, you know, that means that I can't visit that friend, or that friend can't visit me for at least 14 days or until they're out of the red, so to speak, or out of the woods, so to speak, with this virus. Now, and that helps us lead into our show, right? And today, the name of today's show is This Coronavirus Crisis Tells Us Where We Are Financially. Okay, 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. You guys can call in. Let's talk. And what I mean by tell us where we are financially is that some people have been sent home from their jobs for 2 weeks, just like everyone else, pretty much. But they're not going to get paid for those 2 weeks. Okay. Some people are getting paid, some aren't. All right. And if this thing goes further, it's not going to be 2 weeks off. It's going to be a month off. It's not going to be a month off. It's going to be 6 weeks off. It's not going to be 6 weeks off. Now it's going to be 8 weeks off. Think about it. If those things were to happen, if you have 8 weeks off, 12 weeks off, 6 months off, if you have 6 months off and you're not getting paid, where are you going to be financially in a few months? Some people are afraid right now because they can't make it till next week. Okay. Some people are on edge right now because they can only make it 2 weeks, or they can only make it for about a month. That's as much as they have in savings. That's as much as they have. They see where they'll be able to pay their essential bills and continue until they can go back to work. Okay. Now, if you're one of those people, then I suggest strongly that you start to look and scrape and find, any way necessary for you to survive through this, whether it's calling your mortgage company or your landlord or whatever to find out if you'll be able to skip a payment or two payments or whatever. It's called financial hardship. And it's programs within all loans and stuff like that allows you to financial hardship. And, what's funny about these some of this is that I'll give you guys an example. Through my mortgage company, they're offered the 3 months of deferred payments, or 3 months forbearance. And 3 months forbearance is you can skip your payments without penalty, without them charging you late fees, without them putting this delinquency on your credit, and they'll let you go 3 months without paying your mortgage. But at the end of those 3 months, let's say you had a $1,000 a month payment on your house. Okay. $1,000 a month payment on your house. So, and then, you got a 3 month forbearance through your mortgage company. They say, okay, Frank, you have 3 months. We're going to give you 3 months because you're having financial trouble. So we're going to help you. But what my mortgage company is saying, at the end of those 3 months, they're going to go back and revisit the forbearance to see if you still need more time, or now you don't need more time. But at the end of the 3 months, now you've missed three payments of $1,000 each. So you have a $3,000 payment that's due at the end of those 3 months. Plus, now you're at the end of those 3 months. Now you're going into the fourth month. That's another house note owed, another $1,000 that month. So now you owe $4,000 at that point. So, I'm asking, how is that helping me, or how is that helping you? That's not helping at all. What would be helpful is if they take those 3 months of payments and tack it on to the back of your loan, and don't charge you any penalties or more interest or late fees or anything, then that will help. Okay? If you can go 3 months without making a mortgage payment, and then that fourth month, you start back into your mortgage payments, you know, $1,000 a month, going from then to the end of the loan, that's what will help someone that has financial hardship. It's not helping me to have you let me go 3 months without paying, but at the end of those 3 months, you want all those back payments in one lump sum. That's not helping me. If I have that money in one lump sum at the end of 3 months, I should go ahead and pay you $1,000 a month, just like I've been doing through my mortgage. How is that helping me? That's not helping me at all. So some of these companies have changed, and I guess they saw the error of their ways, and they're doing it differently now. Some people's mortgage companies are pushing this thing back and adding it on to the back of the loan. Okay, some car payments they're pushing back and to the back of the loan. Rents and some rental places, apartment complexes. Some of these landlords are saying, okay, you're open for the next month or two for you to be able to take on your loan. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying about, you know, financial hardship. That's real financial hardship. And there are a lot of Americans out here who have that financial hardship. But think about yourself, your house, your household in this, because a lot of people say, well, Frank, I don't care about other folks. What about me? How about me? Where I am right now financially? Well, if you're in a place right now where you're hurting financially as far as paying your bills, as far as your job being down and you're not getting paid, hey, all I can say is look for help. Look for help. There are people out there that are willing and ready to help you. You just have to look for it and find it. Okay? Look for it and find it. I can't tell you where to go. I really don't know. But if you guys can look for it and just Google, everything's on Google, right? Just Google it and find, you know, I need financial assistance in Georgia, you know, and everything will pop up that'll help you, you know, financially with your situation. But when you think about it, guys, this is why I wanted to do this show, is because, you know, when you think about it, a lot of people out there are really hurting because of the coronavirus. And so many people haven't done the right thing as far as the coronavirus. You haven't been, I can't think of it. But you haven't been quarantining yourself. You haven't been quarantining your family. What I mean by quarantining your family is you have to keep other people from your family. And whether it's family members, friends, or whomever it is, you have to keep them away from your family, especially if they're living with you. And you have to keep your family conscious of what's going on out there, how you need to protect yourself. You know, how you need to protect yourself. I had, we got a pizza the other day delivered to the house, and we brought everything to the kitchen or whatever. And my daughter went into the pizza box and got her a piece of pizza. That's fine, right? But I was like, did you wash your hands?
Oh, no, I didn't wash my hands.
Well, damn it, wash your hands. You got to continue to wash your hands. You got to wash your hands more than you did before. You know, we have to stay conscious of this stuff. You know, you think about, hey, you know, people saying, well, this thing doesn't really affect black people. Well, it does. You know, how can you say that? you know, or this thing doesn't really affect the younger generation. Well, it does. How can you say that? It'll affect anybody. Okay? So keep in mind, guys, I need to keep my hands washed. I need to wash my hands as much as I can think about. You know, I hope that you guys are washing your hands every time you come out of the bathroom. You know, and I hope you guys are washing your hands before you eat, before you cook, before you get your food, and you help other people do the same thing. Do that, guys. I know a lot of people say, well, these people that are in these foreign countries across the water who's got it so bad, they're nasty people anyway. Well, you may be right about it, but are you? Are you one of those nasty people? There are a lot of nasty people right here in the USA. Are you one of those people? I hope you're not. You're not. I hope you're not. I hope you're one of those people who take care of yourselves. Hope you're one of those people who love to wash their hands. And what I mean about washing hands, too, is that you can't go in the kitchen. Well, you can, but I don't think this is good right now. You can't go in the kitchen and spray some dishwashing liquid on your hand and wash your hands that way. Guys, you need to put some antibacterial hand soap in your house. If you don't have any, go to the local CVS or whatever and get you some antibacterial hand soap. Okay, and wash your hands thoroughly with that hand soap. All right, and I tell people all the time because they say keep your hands out of your face and off your face and this and that, but that's really, really hard to do because a lot of people have created habits where they, you know, kind of not really, you know, go in and pick in their nose, but a lot of people have a habit of just popping the side of their nose sometimes. You know, just for whatever. Okay. A lot of people have a habit of, you know, rubbing your eyes. You know, a lot of people have a habit of putting their hands over their mouths and, you know, coming down the side of their faces or whatever with their hands. A lot of guys who wear beards have a habit of grabbing a hold of their beard and rubbing it under their chins and stuff like that. That's, you know, what they're asking you guys to do to help save face here. Okay. And the only way that this thing is going to work as far as being quarantined and for a couple of weeks and doing things like that is that you guys have to stay quarantined. For a couple of weeks, you have to stay quarantined. I understand you have to go out and get some food or this and that for you, you know, for you to survive. That's fine. But you need to go get what you need to get and get back to the house. Okay. Yeah. I know, you know, you kind of try to get a little stir crazy being in the house and maybe you have kids and kids running everywhere and doing different things. Hey, you know, get out in the yard and do something. Okay. After the show, I'm going to get in the yard and do a few things. I'm going to cut my grass. My grass needs cutting a bit. So I'm going to cut my grass. I went and got mulch yesterday. I'm going to put some mulch out. And something funny that we tried to go to Home Depot yesterday. All right. Home Depot's got a policy and we didn't know it that, they're only letting so many people in to the store at a time. Okay, they're only letting certain people in the store at a time. So when we got there, the line was like around the building. So we were like, what in the world going on? So we read the sign that they only letting so many people, so many customers in the store at a time. So we didn't want to stand in line, of course, for an hour or two. So we left and we went to a different place and we found mulch. I was able to get what I wanted and bring it back home. So, and, you know, what I'm saying about that is maybe do a little homework before you leave out, because I didn't. I didn't do homework before I left to find out if I could get into Home Depot. All right. So the big thing is, if you need stuff like that from some of these places that you may not need it immediately. Okay. You may not need it immediately, but you can, you know, you can go online and order what you need and they can bring it to the house. Or if not, they can bring it to the store and then you can go to the store and grab your order and go back home. So you got to keep it's less, you know, you got to keep your contact with other people to a minimum. Okay. And you really don't want to even make contact with anyone else. Okay. I'm trying not to make contact with anyone else. And especially if you come across people who are sneezing or coughing or whatever, and then you think, man, they may have that virus. But you know what's crazy about today is that the pollen right now is so high, and there's so much pollen out there that is really irritating people who have allergies. So like my oldest daughter, she have allergies. So at this time of the year, when this pollen is coming out, she can just walk out the door, and 4 minutes later, she's sneezing. You know, and that's, you know, that's how allergic she is to the pollen. So we've been asking her to wear a mask. So if you put it on before you go outside, you know, it kills me when people have a mask and it's sitting on the top of their head. And then while they're outside, when they feel like they're trying to protect themselves, then they put it on. It's like being at the beach. You ever been to the beach and you look over at a husband and wife or boyfriend, girlfriend, or whatever they are, and you see the husband or whatever rubbing suntan lotion all over his wife's back or whatever. Okay. Well, that's actually too late. It's there's no need of putting on suntan lotion once you're out in the sun. Okay. And if you read the bottle, it tells you to apply before being exposed to the sun. So before you go out on the beach, you need to put on your suntan lotion. Rub it in or whatever as much as you can or not, but put on your suntan lotion before you go out into the elements, before you get exposed to the sun. So if you're going to wear a mask at this time of year trying to protect yourself from the pollen, put it on before you leave the house. Put it on before you leave the house. So when you do walk outside and you breathe, now you're not breathing in the pollen immediately. But if you didn't have on your mask and you go outside and you start to breathe, and then now the pollen's coming in, right? And then you put your mask on, but it's too late. Okay, and that's the same to do with people who are on the beach putting on suntan lotion. Okay, you're sitting on the beach putting on suntan lotion, man. You've already exposed yourself to the sun. Okay, you've already exposed yourself, so now you're just putting on suntan lotion just for the hell of it. It's not even gonna work for you. because you didn't follow directions and you put it on at the wrong time. Just like this virus. It's spreading so fast because people aren't following the doctor's directions. People aren't following their elected officials' directions as far as taking care of yourselves and quarantining yourselves. See, this is what I believe should have happened once this corona thing started to hit. And it should have been at least 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, or what have you. The government should have shut down non-essential businesses and workplaces. Okay? All this stuff about 10 people and this and that, that's hogwash. Okay? That's hogwash. They should have shut down all non-essential businesses a few weeks ago. You guys should have been home weeks ago. But because they didn't, the virus spread more and more and more on an hourly, daily basis. Virus just spreading like crazy. And still is because a lot of people aren't following directions. So think about this. If, you know, this is how I think about it. And this is what one of the doctors said, and it just blew my mind. If you shut down Georgia, okay, like let's say that the mayor, Atlanta mayor, shut down the city. But say the governor shut down Georgia, all non-essential businesses, we must close, we must quarantine your employees for 2 weeks. Okay, say if Georgia is shut down, let's say turn the lights out on Georgia, bloop, Georgia shut down. But South Carolina, they hadn't shut down. They're still going. Okay, and the 2 weeks that Georgia had their lights out, we've been shut down. South Carolina had their lights on. They still moving, doing stuff, although they have cases there. Okay, confirmed cases. They still moving around. They still doing work. All right. Now, 2 weeks, 3 weeks go by. Now, Georgia, we're ready to click our lights back on because now we did everything they asked us to do. We quarantined ourselves. Now, the people that did have it, now they're free of it. They're out of the woods after 3 weeks. And the people that didn't have it, they're out of the woods. They've been out of the woods. So now we can co-mingle and get back together and start working again. Keep the light on in Georgia. But the people in South Carolina, they did not cut their lights off. They never did quarantine. We only had a few cases, so we're good. Okay? But there are some people that don't even know that they have the virus. So let's say one of those people that do have the virus, that don't know they have the virus. Hey, I'm going to Atlanta for a few days. They're having some kind of event in Atlanta that I had tickets to for a long time. I'm going to Atlanta for a few days. You come to Atlanta, you come to Georgia, and you've got the virus, but you don't know it. You don't know it. You're not really having the symptoms and everything that they're talking about. But you do have the virus. See, so that's the thing, is that you don't really know who's got it and who doesn't have it. So that person travels to Georgia, travels to Atlanta for their event. Okay, they travel to Atlanta for their event. And then that person coming to Georgia, they got the COVID-19 virus. Now they come to Georgia and they're interacting with people in Georgia because we're out of the woods now. We're working again. Now that person come from South Carolina comes in and start to intermingle with people in Georgia. Now, what are they doing? They're spreading the virus again. So now they come in and now they're infecting people in Georgia again. So this thing starts all over again in Georgia. now we started to get a spike in this virus, and we're like, man, we quarantined for 3 weeks. We're supposed to be good. But why are people still coming up with the virus? It's because everybody didn't do it. And that's the problem. That's the problem right there. Everyone's not following directions. You had kids that, you know, it's spring break this time of the month, right? Or been the last few weeks, right, for college kids. So, of course, it's spring break. A lot of the college kids want to go to the beach and go here and go there and do that and play and have fun. Well, they were still doing it, you know, before they closed the beaches and things like that. They were still having their fun. So, and they were crowding together. You know how it is at the beach or wherever they go for spring break. It's packed in. It's crowded. No one's standing 6 feet away. So, and because of that, because they weren't following directions, they had to close the beaches in Florida. Okay? I was planning on going to the beach in the next few weeks. Now I'm not going because they closed the beaches in Florida. And I'm also worried about people not following directions and infecting me with the virus. All right? So that's a problem when you don't follow directions. And a lot of people aren't following directions. Guys, this is no plaything. Okay? And I know it's you know, I've been talking about, you know, finances and things like that. Now I'm on this virus. But this is nothing to play with, guys. And I want to let you guys know that you have to be obedient. I know it's tough to be at home for 2 weeks. All right? I have to do it as well. It's tough for me. Okay? I'm used to jumping in my truck, going wherever I need to go, doing whatever I need to do, going over whomever house, any one of my friends' house, anytime I want to. We're used to that. Then all of a sudden, you're going to make me stay home? Come on, man. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. You guys can call in. I see there are a lot of people up on the show. You can go ahead and hit the number one key on your keypad if you'd like to give an opinion or give your thoughts on this and maybe what you're doing. And hopefully, all of my listeners, whether you're listening online, on the phone, landline, in your car, however you're listening to the show, please, guys, please, I'm begging you to take care of yourselves. To take care of your family and try to follow directions. So you won't encounter someone that has it, okay, who's not following directions, and then you go and take it to your family. That's what you don't want to do, okay? That's what you don't want to do. So, guys, you know, I can't say it enough. Okay, I want you guys to be safe. I want you guys to feel good like I do. Just get out in the yard and do something. You know, I'm sure there's a board loose on your deck that you can fix. You know, that's some of my stuff that I have to do, okay? There's a couple of boards, you know, bad on my deck that I need to replace. There's some yard work that I need to do. There's some, you know, inside work that I need to do in the house. Inside, outside, cleaning, whatever. Or if you're just going to get inside and just sit back, watch a movie. you know. And I heard that they're releasing a lot of these new movies now out on stream, so you guys can stream pretty much anything you want now. Okay, you can stream anything you want now. So I know you guys have all these fire sticks and all this stuff, and you can get pretty much whatever you want. And there's so much stuff out there that it's going to last you a few weeks. But again, be sure, be absolutely sure that you're able to keep your distance and, you know, and stay home as much as you can. If you do that, or if everyone would do that, then we'll slide through this thing, you know, in a few weeks, and we can sort of get back to some type of normalcy. Okay. Normalcy. And what I mean by that is you guys are able to go back to work. You're able to start back to see your friends. Your life starts to get back to where it was. And that's what I want. I'm sure that's what you want. Because the more you sit home, the more you sit home, and you guys may not feel like this, but I do. The more you sit home, the more you start thinking, man, how can I do this every day? What can I do to have a lifestyle where I don't have to get out and go to work every day, where I can stay home and work, where I can, you know, have the freedom to be at home, to wake up when I'm ready to wake up and be able to go out and go do what I need to do and come back home and don't worry about having to get up at the crack of dawn in the morning. I mean, all this stuff, you know, and the only way you're going to do that is change something that you're doing. Okay? Change something that you're doing. Find your career, something that you can do that's gonna pay you well and be able to do that in conjunction with your everyday job. So that when things like this do happen, and this don't happen often, but when something like this does happen and you're not able to go to work, you're not able to make the money from work that you've been making, then you have something to fall back on that you can make money at, that you can do while you're not working, and to keep your lifestyle going, keep food on the table, keep your lights on. All this stuff, guys, you have to think about that now. Okay? You have to think about that now. I know it's too late for some people. But I'm not saying too late as far as you're gonna be dead and gone. No, I'm just saying that for this crisis right now, you know, you don't have that ability. You don't have a plan B to fall back on. So you're gonna have to squeeze through this, and you will, and you can squeeze through this. And then once you squeeze through this, or even right now while you're sitting at home, you can start to look at something that you've always wanted to do. You can start to look at a school, a trade school, a trade, anything that you want to do that you haven't been able to do in the past. Okay? And you can get to it. You can get to it now while you're at home these next couple of weeks. Think about this. You can get to it now, and in a couple of weeks when you're able to go back to work, now you're in the middle of getting to where you can start making money doing something else. What I mean by in the middle, maybe you got let's take real estate, for example, which is, you know, what I did a year or so ago. What I did a year or so ago, I got into a real estate class online, okay, and I worked that, and then I passed that class, and then after I came out of that class, I went to take the Georgia real estate exam, okay, And then now I'm a real estate agent. Okay. So you can do that now. Now you can start. I'm not saying you got to do real estate or whatever you want to do, but it's probably online classes that you can take to get you to that point, you know, where you can get out, get your certification, your license or whatever it's saying. And now you'll be able to make money doing what you've been studying for. And you can study for that right now while you're at home. You say, Frank, man, I ain't finna get on no class while I'm at home, man. I'm taking it easy. I'm chilling right now. Yeah, but think about it. Think about it. You know, some businesses aren't even going to open back up after this is over. You know, you think about those people. Some people aren't going to be able to go back to work after this is over because their jobs are going to be gone. Some people won't be able to open their businesses up back up because they lost so much money that their businesses are going to be gone. Okay? And so, you know, if you go ahead and get started on something now that you like, by the time you're able to go back to work, you'll be close to getting out. You'll be close to maybe getting your license in that field. You'll be close to maybe getting your certification in that. You'll be close to something. You'll be close to making more money than you've been making. Man, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just suggesting. I'm just giving you another avenue. Because this is a fork in the road in all of our lives. This is a fork in the road. And you know what a fork in the road is, right? Okay, you come up to the fork and be like, I can go left or I can go right. What's the right way? Well, Highway 29 keeps going right. That's where you need to go. So you go, keep going right on Highway 29. All right? But you come to that fork in the road and you don't know which way to go. And some people are at that point. Then you have to decide, hey, am I going to pick up right now and grab something that I can do and where I won't be? I have to come to that. When I do come to that fork in the road, hey, I could just keep going right on Highway 29. Because this bump is not going to change my life because I did something about it. Think about it, guys. And with that, I'm going to close out the show. Hey, again, I hope you guys are being careful. I hope you guys are following directions. I hope you guys are taking care of your families. I hope you guys are quarantining your families. I hope you guys are quarantining yourselves. I hope all that. And if you do that, we'll come through this thing with no problem. Take care of yourselves, guys. It's Frank. I'm over and I'm out. I'll see you hopefully tomorrow. I'll have another great show for you. Just look out for it on your on our communication that we have together. Take care of yourselves. It's Frank. I'm over and I'm out. I'll see you. Hold them bands down. Hey, hold your man down. Who told you come around? Who did that trap sound? Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. I'll take a whip it intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye. Money, then that skillet, watch me flip it like the fire guy. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I keep a dick, check, yeah, boogie, they sit on my lip. I don't regret, yeah, I'm petting, I don't got a debt. You crawl, but you wrong, you can't ball every week. All my dogs on the wall, we gon' ball. Me. Democracy, you wanna copy me? Watch life monopoly. Go copy some land and some property. AP, Rose, pink diamonds, wool, whip up your soda. Diamonds on steroids. Watching me whip up.
like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a